Coming on to the inaugural on Thursday, the country is still arguing whether President Bush's re-election was about values and beliefs. Many evangelical Christians, especially, see the vote as a reaffirmation of their faith. Others are troubled by this confluence of pulpit and politics. Here is Tony Campolo. He is an evangelical minister and writer who once counseled President Clinton.
I'm a troubled evangelical, and for good reasons. As the country prepares for the inauguration, it has become obvious that evangelical Christianity is married to the Republican Party. Many evangelical leaders claim that their followers are responsible for keeping George W. Bush in the White House, and that the Republican Party now owes them. It's one thing to spell out the moral implications in political issues, but it's something else to lend religious legitimacy to one particular political party. As an evangelical myself, I was disturbed as some of our leaders made gay marriage into the defining moral issue in this past election. What they tended to forget is that there are other concerns that are crucial to our faith. Poverty is a concern to which we gave little attention. Yet there are over 2,000 verses in Scripture that call on us to meet the needs of the poor and to deliver the oppressed. Then there's the matter of the environment. We evangelicals have just about ignored the Scripture that tells us that all of nature groans and is in travail, waiting to be rescued by the sons and daughters of God. We have failed to raise environmental concerns as biblically prescribed issues. Finally, there's the war. Those of us who adhere to a just war theory never did explain how what's going on in Iraq measures up to St. Augustine's requisites of a just war. A just war requires that all other options have been exhausted. They weren't. A just war requires that it be determined that the good accomplished outweighs the evil done. But the suffering and the loss of lives that would result from this war were never given the kind of consideration required. While Republicans didn't pay attention to many of the right issues, the Democrats often act and talk as though our values have no place in political discussions. Democrats don't know how to talk to evangelicals. They don't get why some of us think that evolution should be taught as just one interpretation of creation, or why we think the abortion issue is so important. Nor do they grasp why we view secularism as being a religion that is replacing the religious values that have undergirded our nation. The time has come for a reappraisal. Party leaders on both sides of the political aisle have a lot of soul-searching to do. Certainly, we evangelicals must figure out how to wrestle with what the Apostle Paul calls the principalities and powers and rulers of this age without losing our integrity.
Tony Campolo is an ordained minister. Tomorrow, an essay by conservative activist Gary Bauer.